AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Colonial, the operator of a fuel pipeline that provides nearly half the gasoline to the East Coast, hopes to be back in operation by the end of the week. It shut down service after a malware attack by a group the FBI identifies as the Dark Side. The group's members are Russian speakers, and its malware is coded not to attack groups using Russian language keyboards. Even so, President Biden isn't yet blaming the Russians.
My administration will be pursuing a global effort of ransomware attacks by transnational criminals who often use global money laundering networks to carry them out.
The Food and Drug Administration clears the way for using the Pfizer vaccine on children as young as 12. AP's Jackie Quinn has details.
The findings, based on testing of more than 2,000 volunteers, starts the race to protect middle and high school students before they head back to school in the fall. Shots could begin as early as the middle of this week, once a federal vaccine panel issues its recommendations on how to administer the shots for the 12 to 15-year age group. Vaccinating children is viewed as critical to a return to normalcy from the virus, helping families decide more activities will be safe to resume when even the youngest family members can be vaccinated. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Michael Bolton, the Inspector General for the Capitol Police Department, tells a congressional committee that the department had inadequate intelligence gathering ahead of the January 6th attack on the Capitol by supporters of former President Donald Trump. Bolton has recommended that the Capitol Police create a new standalone division to gather intelligence about threats and protect members, similar to the way the Secret Service protects the president. He adds that there was also a lack of communication and guidance ahead of the siege. This is AP News. The FAA wants to fine misbehaving passengers.
In the continuing crackdown on a surge of incidents involving unruly passengers, the Federal Aviation Administration is pursuing civil penalties against two more passengers for interfering with airline crews. The FAA says it will seek fines of $10,500 and $9,000, respectively, against two passengers who caused disruptions on separate JetBlue Airways flights, one in December, the other in March. In January, the FAA announced a zero-tolerance stance against unruly passengers. The agency says so far this year, it has received 1,300 complaints from airlines about disruptive passengers. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The Vatican's Doctrine Office wants U.S. bishops to deliberate carefully and minimize divisions before proceeding with a possible plan to rebuke Roman Catholic politicians such as President Biden for receiving communion, even though they support abortion rights. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.